We'll discuss today the issue of how much risk a person can take while performing a mitzvah. In general, we know v'chai b'hem v'lo sheyamos b'hem. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to live by it and not die by it. And that's why save the big three, except for the big three. If someone puts a gun to you and says, worship idols, or murder that person, or commit adultery, so there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There is a mitzvah of sanctifying God's name by not committing the Avera. But those are the exception to the rule. The rule is, for 610 mitzvahs, it's v'chai b'hem. The Torah wants us to live. And that's why, if someone is sick on Shabbos, or you're stuck on a desert island and the only way you can eat is non-kosher. So the Torah says, v'chai b'hem, lo yamus b'hem, better to desecrate one Shabbos and keep many more. And we find throughout halachic literature, ushmartem li'ola nafsho seichem, the pasuk that we have to go out of our way to take care of ourselves. So the question is, this ordinary risk that people normally do, walking across the street involves risk, or going outside, but we have to function. So you got to do the basic things that are functioning, so that obviously that's built in and it's okay. But how much is too much? So the Gemara in Psachim, Amdav Ches Amid Beis, raises the following question. We know on Pesach, besides the mitzvah of eating matzah, there's a prohibition of eating chametz, not only eating chametz, but even owning chametz, by yira, by yimotze. And since eating chametz on Pesach is very severe, so the rabbis as well as the Torah, according to some, this is the prohibition of not owning chametz is to prevent one from eating. It's a biblical geder. But whether it's biblical or not, we find many mitzvahs we want to do to make sure that we don't have chametz and we don't end up eating chametz. So there's a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, of searching the night before Pesach. We go around searching for any chametz in the house. Ordinarily speaking, that is a mitzvah midrabanan, because as the Gemara says, bitil ba'al masagi, that it's enough to nullify it. So we assume that the mitzvah bedikas chametz is a mitzvah midrabanan. So the Gemara entertains the question, what about doing a bedika in a place that is infested with wild animals, or I think the Gemara's example is snakes? Are you allowed to do a bedika? Because on one hand you have a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, on the other hand it's posing a risk to your life, or potential danger. So the Gemara teaches us the principle of shulchei mitzvah einan nizakin, that when you're involved in a performance of a mitzvah, you will have no harm. And therefore, one is permitted to do bedikas chametz, according to this. One would be permitted to do bedikas chametz in a place infested with snakes, because the assumption is that you'll be okay since you're involved in a mitzvah. However, the Gemara limits the scope of this heter, that only what the Gemara calls only if it's called shchicha chazeka, if it's known that the snakes are always going to bite you, kill you, then of course you can't go. But in a case where it's uncommon, the snakes usually hang out in the corner in their own, they don't bother you. So in a case where it's lo shchicha hezeka, the Gemara says it's permitted to do bedikas chametz. So we see bedikas chametz is a mitzvah midrabanan, so we see it seems to apply even if it's a rabbinical mitzvah. And it seems to apply to all people involved with the mitzvah. So that's one Gemara. And there's a Gemara in Sota And Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph 21a. The famous Gemara, which takes our Gemara even further. Our Gemara just said that if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then if it's as long as it's lo shchichei hazeka, you could do it, even though it might involve potential danger. The Gemara in Sota expands this protection. That what? That if a person does a mitzvah l'shma, that we know there the concept lo l'shma, bo l'shma, that even if you're not on the level of doing it for the right reason, start doing it anyway, and then it will come later. So the Gemara in Sota, Chaf Aleph, says if you the power of doing a mitzvah l'shma, if you do a mitzvah l'shma, so a regular mitzvah, and neutral, shalom, l'shma, so then only if it's not common danger. But if you do a mitzvah l'shma, you're protected even from uncommon dangers. And the Gemara says, not only a mitzvah, but if one learns Torah l'shma, he's protected from the dangers. And as the Beis HaLevi explains, the greatness of Torah over other mitzvahs is because by the other mitzvahs you're only protected kol zman you're doing the mitzvah. When you're involved in the mitzvah protects you. But by Torah, even after you finish learning, it protects you. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to acquire knowledge, and therefore that you keep. So therefore, the Gemara says in Psachim Adav Ches that as long as it's an uncommon occurrence, even though it's a potential danger, one is permitted to do Bedikas Chametz. However, it says, but if you do it with Shema, so then even if it's common danger, you'll be protected. In fact, perhaps that we could understand, there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara actually in Suvis on, I think it's Ayin Zayin Amabez, where the Gemara talks about staying away from contagious diseases. So, on one hand, the Gemara says to stay away from contagious diseases. On the other hand, the Gemara praises Reish Lakish, who went ahead and he didn't listen, and he taught Torah to people who had this contagious disease. And the Gemara calls it Balei Ratan. You should stay away from it. And yet the Gemara quotes in praise of Reish Lakish, who used to come in contact with them and teach them Torah. So the Rishonim asked, how could it be? How could Reish Lakish risk his life? The Gemara says one should not do it. So the Gemara, the answer he gives, the Ritva, based on the Gemara in Sota Chaval we just quoted, that anyone who learns Torah l'shma is protected even when they're not learning. So Reish Lakish felt he had nothing to fear, and therefore that's why he did it. And that could be interesting. That could be, understand the famous Yerushalmi, because Reish Lakish went in to save Ravimi. Maybe it's only because it was the same issue. He had nothing to fear because he was on that level. But the Ritva makes a very critical point here, that only if it's l'shma. That's why Reish Lakish was able to come in contact with the Balei Ratan, the infectious people. But you can't codify halacha based on exception to the rule. That's why perhaps we don't follow the Yerushalmi, because we don't, on the level of mitzvah l'shma and Torah l'shma, that's a whole separate issue in terms of the Gemara tells us in Ksuvis about everyone is obligated to move to Eretz Yisrael, and whoever doesn't want to go, it's their spouse that's responsible for breaking up the marriage. So So let's say the person is unsuccessful, doesn't have a good job in America. And he says, you know what, let me try my matzah somewhere else. I want to go to Israel for Parnassah. So that's where Rav Shlomo Kluger raises whether the halacha would apply if you're not going to Eretz Yisrael for the sake of going for Eretz Yisrael. If you're going from other ulterior motives, then it may be that halacha wouldn't apply. So either way, that's what we see here, that Rav Shlomo Kluger had a special protection, and that's why over here. So, however, the Avnei Nezer, one of the great Chassidish Rebbeim, makes a very interesting observation. He says, all the examples brought in the response in the Tshuvas about someone who's in danger, they're going to be protected. It's the one who's in danger is choosing to do the mitzvah. He's the one at risk, and no one else can make that decision. And the Rav Avnei says it's key that it's only the one who's actually doing it. However, the Rav Avnei says that if doctors of a patient who can't make their own decisions, or parents of a sick baby who need a bris milah done, they have no right to invoke this rule of Shulchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakin. And therefore, in fact, you have to go to the opposite. You have to go to the opposite and make sure you do everything to keep this person healthy. So it's only the one, in fact, that's interesting. This Avnei Nezer is actually interesting. This is the same issue, the Machlokas and Melamed Lahoel, Rav Tzvi David Hoffman, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe holds no, that the next thing can get to, but Rav Tzvi David Hoffman says no. It's only if they're not capable, then the doctor has to make the decision. And therefore, it'd be a big practical difference in terms of kids, whether the parents have the right or not to make that decision. In fact, that's the Gemara, I believe, in Yavama, Sav Yud Beis, where the Gemara talks about how only Shevi Levi did a bris in the Midbar, because there was some type of danger in the Midbar. So the question is, if there's danger, how did Shevi Levi did it? And if Shevi Levi did it, why didn't everyone else do it? So what's the pshat? So the pshat is there really wasn't any danger, meaning it wasn't like a 50% maybe. It was a couple of percent, I don't know, 2-3% risk. However, Shevi Levi, they felt they're on the level of Amunah, they're going to go ahead and trust God and just go with it. And the others weren't on that level, so therefore they didn't go with it. So that's the question, could doing a bris on your child, so whose mitzvah is it? Is it yours? Is it the child's? And therefore, there's another issue which is relevant. This is a machlokas aposkim, whether the parent has the right to take on risk for a child. In fact, it's a question today in Eretz Yisrael. There are different places that are dangerous to live. You bring your family out there, it's one thing for you to make that decision, but for you to make a decision for the child who's not old enough, so that's a discussion in the poskim, whether the parents, like Rav Moshe, need to next the kin makes a decision, or not like the Avnei Nezer and Rav Tzvi David Melamed Lahoel say, that's only the one who's taking the risk, they're the ones who have to make the decision.